gentlemen, this is our co-main event of the evening, and it's simple. One call, it will be for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship, about to make his way down to ringside. He hails from Austin, Texas, and tonight he tries to complete his destiny to once again become World Heavyweight Champion. He eats, breathes, and sleeps a style of life which he calls communism. So give it up for the former two-time BACW Heavyweight Champion, Bobby Rathbone!
With the lights in the arena out, the oval time flashes no words. Every story has an ending, but oh, look at this, it's replaced by Not Tonight. The rhythmic opening of Dream On begins to pulse.
And here's our opponent.
Silas!
With the lights out in the arena, the Ovaltron flashes the words. Every story has an ending, but look at this. Oh, it's replaced by Not Tonight. The rhythmic opening of Dream On begins to pulsate, and as expected, the entranceway has filled with a thick, heavy fog. A cascade of laser lights now erupt in blue and green colors and filling the arena with beams of beautiful light. I think Mike Cavanaugh just revamped his entrance just for his match with Tommy Rockwell. Spotlight cuts through the smoke, and there he is! There stands our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion! Tonight, Mike is dressed in his regular ring attire with his custom-built World Championship belt firmly around his muscular waist. His head is raised and his eyes are completely focused on the ring, and more importantly, they're focused on what's inside that ring. And that's Tommy Rockwell. Beginning his methodical walk down the ramp, a tower of flames erupts around him, and whoa! This is pretty dramatic stuff from Michael Snake Eyes Cavanaugh. As I gaze at the riveted champion, you have to understand his legacy to appreciate the man behind the belt. His career symbolizes the long, hard, and sometimes hellacious road every wrestler needs to travel before they're placed into the record books as our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. In essence, folks, throughout the years, throughout these last 5 years, Michael Cavanaugh has become the standard.
And now it's time to introduce to you the champion from Baltimore, Maryland, but now making his home in Manhattan, New York, he is the most decorated World Heavyweight Champion of our time. Just as the living legend, give it up for the current and reigning eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Michael Snake Cavanaugh!
Stopping just outside the ring, Cavanaugh turns and looking into the crowd for what might be the final time, in my opinion, of Michael Cavanaugh as our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. For once, the people are not responding with a mix of boos because, like me, they feel that Michael Snake Eyes Cavanaugh will not wrestle again should he win tonight against Tommy Rockwell and should he repeat for a second time as Grinder winner. Tonight, these fans see Mike Cavanaugh as not a black knight. No, they don't, my friend. They see him as simply the best wrestler on the face of the planet.
You're great.
Cavanaugh bites his lip and nods slightly before rolling into the ring, and this must be the most emotional I have ever seen Michael Snake Eyes Cavanaugh since I started commentating here for Mr. Batiste. Standing in the middle of the ring, his hands on his hips, Cavanaugh throws back his head, drinking in the moment. Taking the belt from around his waist, Cavanaugh looks at it intently and finally lifts it high above the air to a tremendous roar. Listen to the crowd chant. As the referee goes to take the title from Kavanaugh, the champion walks over to Tommy Rockwell, showing him the belt and what it means. Oh my God, Kavanaugh just said something to Tommy Rockwell, but I'm not sure what it was. Geez, I'd love to hear what he had to say to him. Finally, back in the middle of the ring, the referee reaches for the belt once again, and look at that. Kavanaugh just dropped it on the logo. As the referee bends to pick it up, oh, the champion just kicked him over by the ass. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Down goes the man in stripes.
I loved me.
He certainly does love himself, but time will tell if his love or his arrogance for this sport will be the end or will be his demise. The referee is called for the bell, and here we go! Rockwell goes to slap Kavanaugh in the face, but the champion beats him to the punch, driving a foot into the midsection of the challenger. Butterfly of the arms, and up and down goes Tommy Rockwell, face first in the logo, courtesy of an awesome T3 termination. And look at Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. I think he just did that one for the retired David Vance. Not going for the cover, Kavanaugh knows how it's going to take a lot more than one move to take out a very motivated Tommy Rockwell. And Tommy Rockwell is just thrown into the corner with a sick thud. Rockwell stumbles out and look out! Head over heels! Clothesline crumples the challenger down to the canvas! Closing in with stalker skills! Look out, Ted Bundy! Oh, under DDT, and Kavanaugh is going for the win! 1, 2, kick out by Tommy Rockwell, and I can't say I'm surprised. Folks, Tommy Rockwell has been known for his ability to take pain early in the matches, and just when you think you have him, Rockwell comes back firing at his opponent like a bat out of hell. One arm whip into the corner, and Rockwell thuds once again into the unforgiving corner of our ring. Kavanaugh charges in, and Rockwell catches him with a drone, and face first into the padding of the second turnbuckle. Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh is holding his nose in pain. Tommy Rockwell's out trying to choke the life out of Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, and the referee immediately gets in the mix, and he's trying to break up the hold, and looking at the world champion, Rockwell unloads with a trio of slapping knife edge chops, again, Kavanaugh is stunned, and the challenger is now on the offensive. Irish whip into the ropes by the challenger on the day's champion, and leaping into the air, Rockwell almost decapitates Kavanaugh with the driving knee to the face, off the canvas and back into the corner. You can see Tommy Rockwell gaining momentum just like he said he would. Chin buster by Rockwell. Kavanaugh's going on a liquid diet for a few weeks and had to rock his jaw. Rolling from the ring, Mike Kavanaugh has had enough and he's looking for a second grasp of air. Here comes Tommy Rockwell across the ring and over the ropes. Here he goes flying through the air. Oh, Rockwell just missed with the senton bomb and Jesus Christ, that had to hurt the challenger in ways I can only imagine. Kavanaugh wipes the sweat from his brow and intertwining with his legs. He rips Tommy's chin back and oh my God, he just rocked the spine of Tommy Rockwell with a tough glove side Russian suplex. Look at Tommy writhing, playing on the ground and oh, did you hear that smack? Kavanaugh is pulling back the small mats to expose the cold concrete and my God, he's rubbing Tommy Rockwell's face into the bare floor. Rockwell looks up with what appears to, oh my God, what is that? Some overpriced Mike Morrison popcorn stuck to his face and Kavanaugh's calling for a powerbomb right onto the cold concrete floor. Don't do it, Mike. You'll injure him for life. Jamming Tommy's head between his legs. Kavanaugh looks to end the career of Rockwell, but Rockwell shifts his weight. He's lifting up, and Rockwell counters with a backdrop that sends Kavanaugh down onto the concrete instead. Kavanaugh arches his back in pain, and Rockwell grits his teeth from the throb shooting through his back, but he's still continuing on, pulling Kavanaugh up to his feet, scooping him on Kavanaugh back onto the concrete, and Tommy Rockwell is fishing it out in spoonfuls. Scoreless on the champion by the challenger puts Kavanaugh on the defensive and pulling the champion back into the ring. Tommy Rockwell follows, looking to capitalize on his recent success. Racing over to Kavanaugh, leaping backwards up the middle of the ring. Rockwell connects with the Tommy Salt, and this one is over. 1, 2, Kavanaugh is not moving. 3, and no. Kavanaugh did get his shoulder up just in the nick of time. Folks, Tommy Rockwell is now beginning to choke Michael Kavanaugh for a second time. Come on, ref, get in there. Get in there and break the hold. Tommy's applying the pressures to the shoulder. 1, 2, kick out by Kavanaugh. Rockwell pounds his fist on the canvas, yanking Kavanaugh back up off the mat, tossing the champion into the corner. Kavanaugh hits with a thud, and down goes Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh, but he's starting to get up. Here comes Tommy Rockwell, and baseball slide into the ankle of Kavanaugh, immediately cripples the champion, and Tommy Rockwell has grounded the world heavyweight champion, and he's looking to take him out. Rockwell moves to Kavanaugh's lower extremities and stitching in an ankle lock. Look at Kavanaugh's eyes swell up with fear. The champion immediately starts pounding the canvas, and this only encourages Tommy Rockwell to twist and turn more. The champion is inches away from the ropes, but he's not going to make it, folks. The champion's not going to make it. He's going to tap to Tommy Rockwell again. Powering forward, Kavanaugh reaches for the ropes. Rockwell can't believe it. Breaking the hold. Tommy Rockwell is furious at Michael Cinco, and Kavanaugh has gotten into the ropes, pulling Kavanaugh into the corner and barreling in hard. Kavanaugh beats him to the punch with an awesome shoulder block, and down goes Tommy Rockwell, stuffing the challenger dead in his tracks. And folks, Tommy Rockwell might not know where he is right now. Limping on one leg, Kavanaugh pulls Rockwell to his feet and slams Tommy's head into the turnbuckle. Which way did he go, boss? Face first into the canvas, and here comes the champion with a mouthful of hard lefts and rights. 1, 2, 3, 4, Kavanaugh on the leg. 1, 2, kick out by Tommy Rockwell, and Kavanaugh pushes down him again. 1, 2, kick out for a second time, and Mike Kavanaugh can't take it, and he's rolling to the outside. Oh my God, Kavanaugh's looking to get extreme. Somebody get into the ring and stop him. Oh no, he's brought in that barbed wire steel chair, and damn it, Mike, what do you gotta do that to Tommy Rockwell? If he hits this, Tommy Rockwell will be busted open, and there will be no way for him to advance into the grinder, even if he wins or loses. Jamming Rockwell's head between his legs, Kavanaugh leans back, and Tommy Rockwell has been driven into the bar head first. Slumping to his side, you can see Tommy Rockwell gushing blood from his forehead, and with the grinder next, Rockwell better give it his all, because it's right here, right now, or nothing. Anaconda crippler cross face, and look at the pool of blood just form under Tommy Rockwell's chin. Michael Saint Guy's Kavanaugh is in complete control. Tommy is reaching for the ropes, and Kavanaugh can't brace himself with his injured ankle, and Rockwell's gonna make it. He's in the ropes. He's in again, there, referee. He's in the ropes. Tommy Rockwell is in the ropes, and oh my God! What? Kavanaugh is calling for his finisher. Releasing the Anaconda crippler crossface from his opponent, Kavanaugh pulls the champion to his feet, and this is gonna be bad, folks. Punch to the stomach, head arm clamp, by Rockwell, and the referee didn't see it. Rainbow stunner on Kavanaugh by the blood soaked Tommy Rockwell, and this youngster is giving it his all. Oh my God, and Kavanaugh collided with the referee, and the man in stripes is down too. Folks, there is nothing moving in that ring right now. Wait a minute, Tommy Rockwell is pounding his feet on the mat, and he's getting up to his feet. Here comes Kavanaugh up to his. Rockwell charges. Body slam in the center of the ring on the champion, and the challenger is now going to the top rope. Tommy Rockwell is motioning for his blast off rocket ride finisher, and if he connects, it's all over. Into the air and down into the center of Kavanaugh's chest. He did it. He did it, but there's no referee. Tommy Rockwell is hooking the leg. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. There's nobody there. Come on, referee, wake up. Wait a minute, folks. The mask referee has just hit the ring and he just dove in. Oh, no. He's got that barbed wire steel chair and he just hit Kavanaugh on the head. Please, not like this. Don't do it like this. 1, 2, Rockwell with the cover. 3, I knew it was bullshit. Wait a minute. Mike Kavanaugh kicked out, and this one's gonna continue. Fans, this masked referee is shocked, and he doesn't know what to do now. Rink of the eyes by Kavanaugh blinds the champion, and the champion is now limping to his feet. Boot to the stomach. Head arm clamp.
Snake bite on Rockwell.
Kavanaugh goes to make the cover, but he's paused. What's he? He's looking at the referee like he knows him, but he's masked. The referee just jammed the chair into Kavanaugh's gut, looping his arm. The masked referee brainbusts Kavanaugh on the center of the ring and hooking the leg of Tommy Rockwell. The original referee looks up to glassy eyes. He doesn't even know what's what. 1, 2, 3. He's calling for the bell, folks, and this one is over. I never thought I would see the day where I would say we have a brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, but I'm not sure who the heck it is. Wait a minute, folks, our mask referee isn't done. He's bringing the blood soaked Tommy Rockwell up to his feet. Brainbuster on the steel chair, and Tommy Rockwell is gushing crimson, worse than before. Failing from the ring with the championship belt in his hand, Michael Cinco and Kavanaugh still trying to shake off the effects of what, oh my God, had to be one of the most devastating brainbusters I have ever seen. At the top of the ramp, you can see the masked referee with the world title held over his head, and Kavanaugh is screaming at the top of his lungs. I can't make out what he's saying. Carol? He's saying something about Carol. Who the hell is Carol? Stopping at the top of the ramp, the masked referee nods his head and removing his mask.
Oh my God!
It's not him! I thought he was dead! Standing on top of the ramp with the world title now strapped around his waist, it's one of BACW's legends! Kavanaugh wasn't screaming Carol, he was screaming Daryl! I don't believe it! Daryl Bazal has just returned to WWA! And I don't know what to say! Kavanaugh has left, and he just held him what's left in a steel chair over a blood-soaked and limp Tommy Rockwell. Come on, Mike! It's not the kid's fault you just got beat for the belt! I cannot believe it, folks. Daryl Bazal has just become the brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. Tommy Rockwell has now been screwed, booed, and given the official Mr. Batiste FU tattooing. I am shocked, but Mr. Batiste did indeed promise a big surprise here for everyone in attendance. And in the back, I gotta say this. Did you ever think you would see the day where Daryl Bazal would not only come back to WWA, but he would come back as our World Heavyweight Champion? Faking the deal with Bazal that's fallen through, Mr. Batiste also compounded that by faking Daryl Bazal's death. And that just passes from Mike the Big Guy Kavanaugh, the curveball from hell, and I just don't know what to say. Looking in the ring, I can see him in rage. Mike the Big Guy Kavanaugh storming into the back, no doubt getting ready to prepare himself for the grinder. I've just been told that Tommy Rockwell will not be a part of our main event. Apparently the cut sustained from Bazal's Light of Judgment finisher was so devastating and so intense that the medical team isn't going to be able to close the deep gash now present in Tommy Rockwell's forehead. I am completely exhausted. And with the ring cleared, this show isn't even close to over, folks. Because as you can hear his music queuing up right now, it's Mr. Batiste's time to give a very special Hall of Fame edition of Ask Batiste. Let's go to the ring.
Music! WWE! It's me! It's the BMOC of the High Wrestling Planet! More powerful than Pope John Paul! Able to leap the Mahan Monster in a single bound! It's a bird! It's a plane, baby! It's the most prolific antagonist the world has ever known! Welcome to our home! Welcome to our show! And welcome to the very first pay-per-view version of the Ask Batiste Show! Yes, folks, there's no Tito because right now he's in the production truck making sure nothing happens when I announce our newest inductee into the 2004 Hall of Fame. Now, over the past few weeks, people have asked me, Batiste, why was Jack Craven removed from the Hall of Fame? And I'm out here to tell you, Jack Craven was removed because Jack Craven represented everything that the Hall of Fame was not.
You sold out. You sold out. You sold out. You sold out.
That's right, folks. He didn't sell out. Jack Craven, guess what, boy? You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm going to take your career, and I'm going to turn it inside out, and I'm going to make sure when I'm done with you, you will never, ever wrestle in this industry or in this business ever again. You see, people, the truth of the matter is, Jack Craven tried to topple what could not have been toppled. He tried to destroy the indestructible. And he tried to disassemble what could not be pulled apart. He reached into the heart of the fans and tried to rip out your souls. He tried to also erase room out, and death continues. The passion that flows through each and every WWE's fan veins. And for that, people, the WWE has extended the contract of Jack Quaven simply so that he can become so injured that his career will finally be exterminated along with his legacy. Now, Jack, I know you're itching to get a hold of me, boy, but understand something. As long as I'm alive, there will always be a WWE. As long as I'm breathing, there will always be an E-Wrestling.org. We got rid of Eddie Outlaw. And look at the glorious VA Arena. Jam-packed all the way up to the cheap seats, boy. So much for the world of enlightenment. Get the hell out, Eddie. We didn't need you to begin with. We got rid of the bad man, Kodiak. And guess what, Jack? The fans didn't stop buying tickets. We think the sexiest man alive, Magnum Randall, and shattered his handsome image. And the fans refused to flinch. Douglas, D. Wilson, Stonewall, Hellfather, list of quitters and half-breeds goes on longer than the Mile High Mouse's privates. Look into my eyes, Jack Craven. Look into these baby blues and understand that this thing called WWE is much bigger than you or I. It cannot be taken down, and it certainly will never be forgotten. And Jack, there's a bottom line to this. And don't you dang forget it. It's not a dang thing you and your black knight buddy Michael Kavanaugh can say or do about it. You think your motto, Jack Craven, the WWE is the only thing that's immortal around here. Now, people, with Jack Craven out of the way, it's time for me to announce the 2004 Knight Award winners. Our first category is Best WWE Wrestling.org Microphone Skills. This is a person who campaigns to entertain. This is a person who perks up your ears. And whether this individual is taking calls for a show or causing controversy on the last superstar's card, they truly capture the definition of live entertainment. And with that said, here are the nominees. The first promo machine for his superstar commentary.
Well, folks, I don't know what to say. I really didn't expect to win anything here tonight.
Candace Hoffman for XO Magazine articles. Michael Downey Jr. for celebrity interviews. Oh, and looky here, yours truly, Mr. T, jack of all trades and master of none. All right, baby. And the winner for Best Microphone Skills is... Promo Machine! For his work on Sunday Superstars!
You know, folks, I don't know what to say. I've never won anything in my entire life. I'm honored. I'd like to say thank you very much to the fans. And you know what? I'm speechless, Betty. For the first time in my life, I think I'm speechless.
Our next category is Best X-Zone Reporter. For this topic, the people flipped through all the articles in the X-Zone magazine and chose from the following nominees. First, Candace Hoffman for her scantily clad rumors. Next, Michael Moneyman for his Las Vegas inside. Third, Frank Wright for his constant coverage of Jack Craven. And finally, Bob the Drunken Midget for his intoxicating words of wisdom.
Bud Hardcore.
Okay,
Bud
here
hardcore.
We go.
Bud Hardcore.
And the winner for Best X Zone Magazine Reporter is... Candace Hoffman! Give it up for Candace!
First, I'd like to say thank you to Mr. Bertie for giving me this job, and a special thank you to the fans who voted for me. Perhaps the best way to end this speech is by saying, I'm Candace Hoffman, your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, saying, if it's not a rumor, then it doesn't belong on my show. Thanks again, everyone.
Rodnix is the most underrated wrestler of 2004. This is a guy who opened up all the cards in the small towns and gymnasiums all over the continental United States of America. The guy was often booked in 9 title matches and never seemed to be given his dues. And well, you know what? Because damn it, you gotta pay your dues if you wanna climb the ladder of superstardom here in WWE. The fan voted and the nominee for the most underrated wrestler of 2004 are the Mexican Madman, La Sombra. The real deal, Ryan Rose. Jeremiah Wilson. And finally, the sexiest man on the planet, Magnum Randall. All right. Okay, and the winner for the most underrated wrestler in 2004 is La Sombra.
Nice to see there's some fans out there that appreciate real talent. The Mexican.
All right, people, now we're ready to tell you who was the most effective valet here in WWE. You know, the seconds pretty much do everything from interview to interference in the matches. But I gotta say something. Sometimes the valet is the person who glues the superstar onto that special rung right before they grab the gold. Others claim that it's very important to have a good valet because they sometimes keep you in really tight matches. So the nominees for the most effective valet are Bud the Drunken Midget for his work with Billy Ray, Dakota Dave for his constant support of Eddie Outlaw, Liz for her incestuous relationship with her brother David Vane, Anthony for his role with Scott DiBiase, and Dan Anderson for his support on that ISD, and finally Scott for putting up with Viper. Okay, and the winner for the most effective valet is Dakota Dave for his constant support of Eddie Outlaw. Let's move on to verbally victorious. This is the person who can bitch slap, pump pinch, and pretty much drag you by the hair through an interview with just one single word. Well, we don't have any nominees, so let's just read the winner. The winner for verbally victorious is Macho Seekers Kavanaugh. Now we come to the category that means the most to me. Best new face in WWE. And when they came in, you knew there was something fresh about this wrestler. Something exciting. And now that he's here, you can't imagine a WWE Sunday Superstar show without him. When the old becomes interested in this person, it often reignites the flame. And here are the nominees for the best new faces of 2004. Derek Cheap Shot Park, Ben Black, Tremere, and Jeremiah Wilson. Okay, people, and the winner for best new face is Derek Cheap Shot Park.
It's all about me, DCP.
Our second to last category is one that I personally love presenting. This man bleeds buckets for his company on a weekly basis. So without further ado, here are the nominees for Who's Hardcore. First up, Billy Ray, Ryan Rose, Max the Snake Eyed Kavanaugh, Jack Craven, and steaming up city on fans. That's quite a group of guys there. Oh, good lordy. And the winner for the most hardcore in 2004, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh.
I loved me.
And finally, we come to the most prestigious award we can give to one of our wrestlers, the WWE Hall of Fame. Now, before we get to the nominees, I'd like to say something about the Hall of Fame, you people, if you just permit me to. Each year, we pick one wrestler who WWE feels represents everything eWrestling.org stands for. In and out of character, in the ring, and in the back, this person is beyond loyal. They're hardworking, and they uphold the motto of simply the best 24/7. WWE immortalizes this individual not because he's been here the longest or because he's loved by you, the fans. WWE does it because we respect this individual as a leader and are proud to announce his name here tonight. And since we can only induct one, I would just like to say this person is somebody I'm very proud of. That's right. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the New York State Lotto jackpot is the... What the hell? Tito! Tito, what the hell is this? Good Lord, where's the winner for you? Gave me that dang Lotto ticket! Come on, Tito, how can you do this to me?
Oh my God, can you believe it, folks? Here comes Tito from the back, and this place has exploded. Listen to the chants of Tito as he comes down to the ringside. There's a chant in my music. You've got to be kidding me. They love this guy.
Oh, good Lord, it's not a late never. Give me a dang envelope, Tito. Stupid jackass. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. You're inducted into the WWE Wrestling.org 2004 Hall of Fame is... Rick Righteous! I knew he could do it, baby! Rick Righteous is inducted into the Hall of Fame! Ha, 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 ha! It's Rick Righteous. It's gotta be Ricky. What? Open it up anyhow. All right, you people know Rick Righteous won. Okay, here we go. I'm just gonna announce the inevitable. I told you, the winners, La Sombra. La Sombra. Who the hell is going to get La Sombra into my Hall of Fame? Who inducted him into my Hall of Fame? Dang it!
Oh my God, can you believe it, folks? After coming to WEWA as one of the biggest jokes, Julio Rodriguez de Hoyas has not only captured the respect of his peers, but he's also captured the respect of the fans. Congratulations goes out to Julio de Hoyas, who has just been immortalized in our history books.
You know what, I might not like La Sombra in my Hall of Fame, but to everyone who has won an award here tonight, I say this. WWE is comprised of some of the best in the business, and to win a night award is one hell of an accomplishment. To get into the Hall of Fame, that's like hitting Lotto. But winning one of these awards ain't the most important thing now, is it, folks? So instead of me singing it on this glorious night, I'll let the fans of WWE and this segment of Ask the Chief by saying, I hope you all
enjoy the brutality!
It's time to take a break, because when we return, it's going to be interesting to see Championship, Daryl the Zom, our brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, has successfully escaped the most intense match in the history of professional wrestling. Can Daryl the Zom survive the grinder and emerge from this show as our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion? That question, my friend, is going to be answered when we return. Yeah.